Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, man. Man, fuck them bitches. And them hoes. And them niggas pussies. Camel toes. I got some money on me. And the weed nice. My shit won't ever stop. Suck my green light. Bitches call the folk. Murder's all she wrote. Lies as fuck everybody. Like a Scorpio. Still running shit. I'm on my cardio. Boy, I'm going in. Like my water broke. Suicide note. Suicide doors. I put in overtime. Like a tied score. Tending windows, bitch. That mean mine, yours. And the weed loud, like a lion's roar. Staring to the eyes of forever. Hear no evil, see no evil. Helen Keller, no music on, rock it a cappella. And I don't need a watch, the time is now or never. Tell my niggas love, I die behind this shit. A nigga counting money, you niggas counterfeit. Real nigga, nigga, proud of what I am. Young Money isn't on me. Bitch, I'm Uncle Sam. Them hoes call me Tune, shit. Mama called me Tune. I left the bullshit in the waiting room. Straight to the money. No shortcuts. Now watch me go retarded. Yellow sharp bus. We do drive-bys. We do walk-ups. And bitch, I be so high, I get starstruck. Meals in his bitch. He say buttonholes. And the jewelry bright, like summer clothes. And I keep some bud, like Rudy Huxtable. I body slam the beat, nigga Dusty Rhodes. I'm from Eagle Street, I go Hercules. I get on the beat, murder first degree. YMCMB, we don't give a fuck. You faker than some titties, you get titty fucked. Ha. This the best worst feeling. And nigga, if I die, I die a death worth living. This that textbook G shit. I've been in that water, but I never been seasick. Yeah, knock me, I knock your face off. Life's a crazy bitch. Grace Jones, mind of a genius with a heart of stone. Yeah, C4, Mr. Carter's home.
Tomorrow, so shout out to everybody out there that to bear with me, you know what I mean, and doing the whole wave with me. I thank you. I would like to apologize for all the people that tuned in last week that tried to hit the one button. We had the great debate last week between Brother Wesley and myself. What's more influential, visual, or music. Something happened with the board. Again, I could not get any callers. People were hitting the one button. It was crazy. So I just apologize to y'all people. I even had to go back, and Wes even fell off the line. I even had to call back in and call him on three-way. So I apologize to y'all people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry about that. But, so, again, I'd like to apologize to the people because there were people who was texting me, hey, I can't get into the line. And I was trying to bring people in, but the board crashed. But to the loyal listeners out there and to the people, know, I've been having technical difficulties with this site for a long time. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I just been powering through in it, taking the shots and taking it like a man and just going through it. But I'm thinking about going to a whole new different platform and just doing a whole new different thing where we just deal with the visual so you can see me, so I don't have to do clips. I can just show you things of that nature, but we'll figure it out. I'll probably have to get at the homie Bob, you know what I'm saying, the technical dude, technical master. If y'all don't know the homie Bob, it was the guy I told y'all about the couple of weeks ago that came through and fixed my pipes, pause button, and did the damn thing. But today is the day that I'm going to have to, like, the thing is, I've never, ever in my life really put my personal business out there, and maybe this might get a little glimpse of that, because I've been hurt, people. I've been hurt. You know what I'm saying? I've been hurt. You know, but we're gonna try to make time for that. But at the end of the day, let's go into the news real quick.
What's good, Nyaka?
Suge Knight, what the fuck? Hey, have y'all seen the video of Suge Knight out there, man? That shit is just crazy. Now, if you don't know Suge Knight, to the listeners out there, he's a entrepreneur, a hip hop. He did the whole Death Row thing, man. Did y'all see that clip? And the brother just running over the dude. I don't know what happened, but that shit, if you just go to TMZ, that shit is crazy. He ran for some type of fidgeting, and he ends up running over a guy, backing over him, and then running over him again, some type of shit. But forget all that. I do want to talk about something that I did not address, and and everybody, you know what I'm saying? Well, not everybody, because when you say everybody, it seems like it's a trillion people. You know, you're talking about, I mean, like 7-8. I mean, I live in Vandegur, so, you know, so that's a lot of people in Vandegur. But people was asking me how I feel about the whole Bill Cosby situation. And the thing is, I think I covered it before. I would like to think I covered this before. I know I covered this on this platform before. You know what I mean? I know I did. But I will do it again and address it again. Bill Cosby, if you came up from my generation, he had a show called, I forget what it was called. Oh man, I'm bad. I'm really bad. And I don't even have the chat activated, so nobody can tell me what it's called. What the hell was that show called? Oh man, that is stupid. But I want to say the Cosby Show. And basically, Bill Cosby got to a point, you know what I mean, which sure was a successful show. And Bill Cosby got to a point where he got his paper up, you know what I mean, he got his money together, and he said, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and buy NBC. I'm going to go ahead and buy it. And the thing is, I had a very, very good conversation, which was very productive, you know, I mean, I'm gonna keep shouting him out because he's my buddy, my man Bob. He's giving me a ride somewhere, and he was telling me about certain things, about civil rights and things. And let's be clear, people. My friend Bob is from European descent. You know what I'm saying? Which is, means he's a white guy. But he was telling me about situations that he went through that he knew that if he was a person of color, he wouldn't have got a break from that. And I just had to break it down when we're talking about racism to them. Because, see, racism is a system, people. Like, you can hate me because I'm black. That doesn't mean anything. You know what that is called? That's called being prejudiced. That has nothing to do with it. Racism is a system, totally different. See, if you don't like me, because I'm trying to break it down to my friend, like, if you don't like me as a person because I'm black, that's one thing, but you as a person can't stop me from getting a job. See, it's a system. So you just got to get the difference. That's one thing. That's your homework. I'll holler at y'all next Wednesday. You know, so not next Wednesday. I mean, I'll holler at y'all next Wednesday. That's your class discussion. Find out the difference between racism and prejudice. You can be prejudiced because you can say, I don't like peanut butter. You're being prejudiced against peanut butter. You can't be racist against peanut butter. You understand what I'm saying? You can't be racist against peanut butter. So racism is a system. Prejudice is something else. Like, you know, like I said before, and I'll bust it down again. You cannot like me because of my skin color. That's one thing. That's being prejudiced. But you not liking my skin, the system, because the thing is, the system, it's not even really about a black and white system. It's a rich and poor system. So even if you're not in that higher bracket, if you're white, there's no difference between a nigger and poor white cracker trash. That's what it is. There's no difference if you get up to that level. Once you get to that level, they don't care. They care about the money and what type of system you're going through. It's not about your skin color, but everybody has that thing where they want to attract themselves to something, some type of, you know, I talked to my sister, you know what I'm saying? And we talked, and I said, you know what, there's probably a lot of black people don't even know Obama's policies, and he just voted for him because he's black. You guys got to start educating yourself. But I do got some good stuff. I do got a good lineup to do today because I'm going to line that up because, like I said before, people, I got dumped. And it's going on just the line. I just got dumped. You know what I mean? I was, like, nobody knows. I like to try to keep my personal life personal. You know what I mean? I try to. Because once everything becomes public, you become public and more people get in your situation. But I got dumped, people. Maybe I'll go into that a little later. But, yeah, and, you know what? Let me just do it right now and just get it out the way. Because the thing is, if you're going to listen to me, if you guys are going to listen to me, I'm going to put everything out there. I'm going to put everything on my sleeve. You know, was keeping everything on a low. I was whatever. black guy. Her friend ended up first black guy. Her friend ended up finding out, just totally told her family, ethered her. She said, we have to shut this down. I said, okay, because I'm not that, like, I just have to, I'm a type of guy that goes along with the flow. Whatever you tell me to do, I just go along with the shit. But she basically told me she had to break up with me because basically I was a man of color and her family wouldn't go for this, and this girl was 39 years old. I mean, she's an adult. I mean, I don't understand why we had to do that, but you know, I went along with the flow, people. You know what I'm saying? So, went along with the flow. So I swear, right before the show starts, I don't hear from her for about 3 weeks. We're in the zone. We're done. She texts me and said, you know what I mean? She texts me and said, do you think that you can let me, you know, borrow some type of money situation? I'm going to put a wave blast out there. I looked at my phone and I said, hell no. Hell no. We are done. I don't need to be letting you lend shit. Leave me alone. Delete my number just on the strength of the fact of what you told me. You understand what I'm saying? You told me that you had to break up. But so that's a little bit. I'll do it. I won't do it that much. But let me see if the homie, with the homie, because now we're about to go into something very, very deep, people, because I got my peeps on there. I'm about to bring my man on there. You know what I'm saying? Let me get it. I ain't even going to fuck around with it. Let's get it in. Brother West, you with me?
Yeah, I'm right here. What up with you?
What's up? What's going on, sir? Brother West, we on the check-in?
Not much, just my day-to-day usuals.
Yeah, man. Last week was kind of crazy. We had another great debate. That was kind of cool. I was telling Bruce behind the scenes how you kind of got me on that last thing because I said something about the music situation. You know what I'm saying? And you got me back like, hold on, Smoke. You know what I mean? But I got something really powerful for you today. You know what I'm saying? The subject matter is today, and the thing is, today, because I'm going to bring up some interesting clips, and we're going to talk about it, because it's not about what we think, it's about what they got set up for us. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to try to cover at least one of these ones, and I'll let you go ahead and ride shotgun. And you pick which one you want to go with first, okay? The first one is, are rappers the new terrorist? That's the first one.
Okay.
The second one is, what is your definition of a sellout when it comes to hip-hop? And the third one is, are people in general, this is a blanket statement, are they starting, you know what I'm saying, I can talk to you because you're a person of African descent or whatever, but we can talk about even people from European descent, or people, just people, period, starting to play into their own stereotypes.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with option three on this one.
Option three?
Look, I think I'm kind of liking option one, though, too.
Okay, how about this? We'll go with, listen, whatever you're more comfortable with first, we'll go with it. You have the floor. You set it off. We'll have a dialogue. And then, like I said, we'll bring in the callers in or whatever. And you just set it off. You know what I mean? Like I said, we'll just have it because, you know, I got my notes, so I'm ready for either one. With the exception of, I'm glad you didn't say number two because I'm not prepared for number two. You know what I'm saying? But,
I mean, that's what we've been talking about all day. It's just I'm far more interested in the other two, personally.
Than the other two. Right. Okay, so go ahead and you have the floor, sir. Because
hey,
my thing is, how about this one?
Anything like
here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do with this one here, right? As far as, here's what we'll do. Let me see like this. Let me see. Because here's what I'll do. Because this will be something. Because we're gonna go to number one. Then we'll go into number two. Because I have something powerful for number three. We'll go. You know what I'm saying? And then, because this will be something that can open you up, pause button, you know what I'm saying? And then you can take it from there. So we'll go with this little clip right here. And then this is our rappers, the new terrorists. This is something out of the government. Please listen to the clip and listen to the site. This is something you can look up. Check it out, folks.
Here in this new article, the Foundation for Patriotic America, www.patrioticamerica.net. It talks about here. Hip hop, the new sound of terrorism. They didn't say one of the sounds of terrorism.
That's right.
The new sound of terrorism. And it says ban rap for the sake of our children and America. Now, we know that they can do what they want to do. The last person that was connected blowing up a building inside of America was a redneck, Timothy McVeigh. All of a sudden, rap music is to blame when it was the redneck, to blame 6-7 years ago. And the thing about it is we know that whole thing was blown up by the government. Now, the Washington, D.C. area shootings by two Negroes provided America with its first solid link as to be a strong connection between rap music and terroristic groups. So here he goes again. That's why John Malvo, the young boy, was in the group.
Okay, Wes, what you think about that? Did you hear that line of clear? I hope that was Chris.
Yeah.
Was that
Chris?
Yeah,
I heard that. Now, when I hear something like patrioticamerica.com, I automatically think Republicans.
Yeah.
I think Tea Party. I think the Klan. So I think it's just them trying to bash black people and brand us in a certain light. Because are we terrorists? No. I don't think rappers are considered terrorists. Because to be terrorist, you have to act. You have to do something against your own country.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I checked, I haven't seen no rapper get locked up for treason or even suspected of domestic terrorism or anything like that. So from their standpoint, I'm going to say no. I got to say no on that one. Because that just looks like another black basher from what I heard.
Well, the thing is, it's policy. That's what it is. That's what he's speaking on. It's policy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is something that's on paper. You know what I mean? It's something that's on paper that's saying that, hey, hip-hop is the new terrorism. Like, that's what the brother's discussing. Like, hip-hop is the new, because even remember when the one guy, he was a white guy, right? You know, no disrespect.
Yes.
He was a white guy, and he said he was influenced by hip hop. He said that he was listening to Malcolm X. He was listening to the Wu-Tang Clan, and basically on the strength of, he turned into Al Qaeda on the strength of hip hop. I'm gonna show you this is the 20-second clip. 20-second clip. You'll hear where the brother's coming from. Hold on.
Is, you okay. Got the white boy that goes and joins the Taliban. Mm-hmm. And when they interview him after they find him, and they interview him, and they do the history on him, come to find out that what? He joined the Taliban because of what? Because he was inspired to study Malcolm X's teachings. Through what? Rap music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Then that comes to this new one. The Foundation for a Patriotic America. This is www.patrioticamerica.net. Hip-hop and the sounds. Hip-hop. The sound of terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can read that when you finish.
You hear what the clip is, Wes? It says hip-hop, that's their thing. Hip-hop, the sound of terrorism.
Yeah, but in that case, wouldn't there be more of us joining the Taliban?
No, I'm saying that, the thing is, maybe I got it out of text. Are they using hip-hop as a propaganda piece for terrorism? How about that one?
Hmm.
Because that was propaganda. Because you already know that the black Muslims and Sunni Muslims and all the other Muslims over there that's actually in the Middle East, they don't even connect. They look at the black Muslims as far as the people that subscribe to Elijah Muhammad as like knockoffs. You know, they don't even look at them serious. So for them to try to connect that to hip hop will be it's insane. But I tell you what, it was the late great Biggie Smalls' birthday the other day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was that, and even on the Biggie stuff, because my whole thing about it is this. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking to people my age and older. We have to, I'm just going to say it out there like that. We have to start giving these young guys a break. And when I say a break, I mean is that they're doing things, like I said before, they're doing things different that we did. But they're doing it on a different scale. You know what I'm saying? When Marvin Gaye was making songs, like I said, he was talking about the same thing these young cats is talking about. He was talking about let's get it on, but he was still talking about having sex. But not the frequencies, like I told you, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, now we're going to talk about, we can't knock our ignorance. Me is people from my era, and people older than me and the elders that I looked up to, we bred the people from your age. Like, you know what I'm saying? We bred the black babies. And they're doing the same shit we did, but just on a whole new different ignorant level. Right? Like we was turning up too. You know what I'm saying? We was turning up too. But the level that we, our turn up was just a 40 in a blunt. Their turn up is Molly and syrup. But it's the same thing. And we sit back and I throw myself out there too. I'm notorious for looking at these young fuckers and be like, yo, you just. But it's the same thing as our parents would look at us and their parents would look at them. Like, you know what I mean? You watch the movies like Ray and the James Brown story. When them dudes even tried to dance and get jiggy because they come up in the church. When they even tried to dance and get jiggy, you know what I mean? The people frowned down on them because they didn't know what they was doing. You know what I mean? So it's like this. We got the same argument almost. And it's the only thing it is, it's the only thing about it when it comes to all culture, I'm saying the hip-hop culture, it's the only culture that doesn't respect its elders. Like if you get a new rock dude, he would love to do a song with rock dude, they would love to do a song with Ozzy Osbourne. It's just that the new cats and this is only in our generation, I mean, only in our hip-hop culture is where you don't respect the elder. And I was accused of this. I did that when I was a young guy and, didn't respect my elders, but, you know, tried to test them a little bit, got a little testy. But, you know, it's the same thing. We have to look at these dudes like, you know what, man, I did the same thing, and that's what it is. Because I always say this, some of the hating ain't black and white. It's young and old.
Yeah.
And even as elders, we sit back and we know more than y'all. But we just get pompous with it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's another point.
Some old heads will just look down on them and not sit down and try to lace them with game. Not let them know, okay, I've been in your shoes. This is what happens, da-da-da-da-da. No. They just want to turn their nose to them.
Yes. And that's what it is. We have to start connecting, you know what I'm saying, and getting cats young. But like I said, I started at the beginning of the show and said I was going to have a Biggie tribute, you know what I'm saying, a Biggie something that's going to bring you knowledge about Biggie too. You know what I'm saying? I was going to have a Biggie tribute and plus, give y'all some knowledge because we had that debate too. Like, is hip-hop basically, is rap, you know, is it out of fucking control? You know what I'm saying? Like, we have that debate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is hip-hop CIA? We all had that debate, and we talked about Biggie and the messages he put out there. You know what I'm saying? But I have, like I said, you know what I mean? I can talk all day, but I like to give up sources because some people just don't trust me. You know what I'm saying? And you want to hear it from somebody else and say, okay, if somebody's feeling the same way, I'm going to hear it from somebody else. So there's another a minute and a half clip. There's another minute and a half clip. Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls. You know what I'm saying? And this is my big tribute because this is something that this is for the people really that's on some stuff that his what he was trying to do, whatever, trying to put out there, his message was crazy, whatever. But this is for those people right there. So we're going to talk about Big real quick, and I'll be back in about a minute and a half.
Peace, family. This is Underground Railroad Productions. Fuck. Now, that leads me to this question, Red. The brother Biggie was a genius in my eyes. Lyrically, musically, a genius. When you're dealing with uplifting consciousness and humanity, and you have a genius like Biggie, should you stunt creativity and tell them you can't say you got 7 Mac 11s, 838s, 99s, 10 Mac 10s, because you know what? That's not going to uplift humanity? Or do you respect his artistry and say, that is some clever shit. That's some wordsmith shit. Write that. Say that shit. Like, I got 7 8 38s. What he said? Tyson, Jordan, Jackson. You know, like his ability to manipulate the English language was amazing. So, being a creative on one hand, Red, and being conscious on the other hand, Red, should we stunt this creative juices flowing from humanity and say that, oh, that's not positive, you shouldn't say that?
Interesting question. Going back to the statement that you made earlier about the fact that, you know, we are connoisseurs of the culture. We deal with hip-hop as its cultural expression. You know, we are here to talk about the impact of hip-hop, both negative and positive. Now, I'm going to rewind the tape a little bit and talk about the era that this man hails from. We, right now, in BK, Bed-Stuy, the projects across the street, Lafayette Gardens, affectionately known as LG, you know what I'm saying? Down the block, you have his neighborhood where he came from. We on Franklin Ave right now. Now, I don't know how many of you are familiar with New York of the 90 era, but New York in 1990 had the highest homicide rate, you know, of New York since they began counting those numbers. 1990 was the year that shit hit the crescendo, okay? So the brother was coming from an environment. He was coming from a reality. He was coming from a state of mind and a state of being of a war zone, okay? We're talking post-crack, a post-crack Brooklyn era and whatnot. So what he was talking, and we all know that Big went to Catholic school, okay? Big was an honor student. And along the way, like many of us who were in Catholic school or in the masjid or, you know, in honors programs or, you know, some of us were troubled youth. We were in DFY and things like that when we were young. We were at-risk teens and things of that nature. We were allowed to go through our dark periods. We were allowed to go through our era of trial and error of, you know, learning from our mistakes and things of that nature, bumping our heads, you know what I'm saying, maturing, having children, seeing a purpose in life, being able to evolve and drop certain things behind and express that through our art, okay? Unfortunately, this man was not able to do so because he died about 3 years after he came out. He came out in 93, basically when his album dropped. He died 4 years later in 97, so we would never even see the full extent of his art, what he was able to create and unfold. Now, the body of work that he left behind, I would not come up here and tell the family that, oh, that's the most positive, you know what I'm talking about, tree-hugging soundtrack that you can ever hear and whatnot, and it helped your chakras awaken and it rise the kundalini. I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying that is, this man's creative expression was something that was very unique, and he spoke about a culture that I had to survive. He spoke about a culture that brothers and sisters who didn't survive this culture, you know what I'm saying, was a part of, okay? He spoke about a culture that many people who can identify, who came up in BK during those times, and right now down south or on the West Coast or in Midwest and other places, y'all might be going through your 90s era right now. We went through that. Now we in regentrified BK, where white people are walking poodles to us through the film right now, as you can see. But we went through a dark time. So this was the griot, this was the poet, this was the MC, this was the lyricist that spoke of that time. He's standing on the shoulders of Big Daddy Kane. He's standing on the shoulders of people who came before him who set the trend. Now, Big Daddy Kane wasn't as graphic and wasn't as quote-unquote dark as Biggie Smalls. He spoke of a time that wasn't as dark. The golden era of hip-hop, the 80s, the partying, the women, the lyricists, the having fun. Then crack came, and this is what he represents, and he speaks about that. So we look at it from the context of, you know, what it is, the picture that he painted. Because you niggas will sit back and watch The Wire, you know what I'm saying? We'll sit back and watch all of these movies. We'll sit back and indulge in all of this entertainment and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, we're not going to say that, oh, Martin Scorsese is an evil man or Robert De Niro is a monster, you know what I'm saying? We won't say that Al Pacino needs to be brought up on charges against crimes of humanity. He let the people down. We won't say that Denzel was a piece of shit for Training Day. We understand that these are artists portraying their art. We watch the art, indulge in the art. Now, if you went ahead and followed everything that Biggie said, and you went ahead and tried to be who these characters that he was talking about, then hopefully you were able to evolve out of that, and you found something else to influence you.
Go ahead, bro.
Peace, y'all. Yeah, all right, peace. Peace.
No doubt.
When is your band going to check, and what's going on, brother?
Same old, same old. What's happening with you?
Oh, man. Did you hear that clip right there, man? I was only going to play a little bit of that clip, but that was some powerful shit right there. What did you get out
sure,
of that clip?
Sure was.
Did you not hear the whole thing?
I heard the whole thing, man. I think the whole clip just covered all aspects of people saying, well, you know, this wasn't influenced and this and that. And he covered the art aspect of it. You know, he covered the creativity aspect of it, and he covered the influence aspect of it. You know, which was great. Because people shouldn't have no questions. If they have any questions after that, I mean, you know, they didn't understand what the heck he was saying, you know? That was just,
hey, Wes, Wes, you still with us, man?
I'm still here.
What you have to say about that?
Like, honestly, I can see where he's coming from. I can see, like, Dickie was talking about the area he was in and what he saw. And I can personally co-sign that because New Ken was a reflection of that Brooklyn back then. 90s New Ken was a reflection of 90s Brooklyn. So I can see that. So as they were talking about it, I pictured that. And I drew back memories.
Definitely covered all aspects of it.
Yeah, Reno.
I said you definitely covered, you know, all aspects on a lot of things, you know, to where people, you know, hey, I don't understand why, you know, he's saying this or why he's saying that. Well, he explained why he said that, and you know, pretty much, you know, all aspects of both sides, creativity part and the reflection part. Like, this is how it was. This is what, you know, he's drawing this picture, you know, and this is the creativity, this is what he got out of it, and, you know, all that. I mean, so I could see it, you know. I totally, yeah.
And this is going back to the great debate where we had, like, with more influential, the visual or the music. And I'm saying like this. If you seen how the brother broke it down on the clip, it was like this. He was a product of his environment. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can only rap about what's around you. So then, like, you know what I'm saying, because you heard him say, like, yo, he went to Catholic school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So then, like, you have to connect it to words like, is the brother, like, you know what I'm saying, because the state of hip-hop now, at these days, is like, you have to show and prove. You have to be real. You have to live the lyrics that you say. So what I'm saying is we cannot discredit the brother from Bedford-Stuyvesant. Because he put it down,
right,
man.
Right.
True.
And then it also says
you can't discredit kids like Chief Keef, who actually see that in Chicago right now. They're talking about
the life that
they're living and the life that they see.
I'm scrolling down, and like I said, let me do a little real quick blog. This is Up and Smoke Radio. This is a special radio show, man. Shout out to everybody who's listening on the show. If you're listening on the internet and you want to chime in on this conversation, the number is 347-989-0202. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and hit the one button. I'll know if you want to chime in, I'll bring you in. But I tell you right now, Wes, you know what I'm saying? I'm scrolling through, and I see familiar numbers. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you right now. Speak for the lesson. And Wes, you know you're with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you brought up that, and this is a guy that's my elder. You know what I'm saying? This guy believes New York, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I have to do it for him, Wes. And you know it's no offensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you said the Chief Keith thing, and I agree, but I'm going to just speak for my man right now, Wes.
And you're right on the head.
And I quote, you know your damn role, and shut your damn mouth.
That's what my man... I can say is I won't say no names. I won't say the brother's name, but I could say the man is from Shaolin. When you said the Chief Keith thing, I know he probably looked like he bit a lemon with no sugar with extra salt on it.
I honestly never listened to any of that Chief Keith. I mean, a couple of guys that come through the studio was like, oh, download his Chief Keith beat. I want to put that on.
Yeah.
And I heard some of the beats, but I never actually listened to Chief Keith, you know, because honestly, I mean, just the name.
I'm just forced to listen to it at the bar. If I go out to the bar, I'm forced to listen to it. So I've heard it.
I mean, you're going to hear everything everywhere. You know, you can go to Chief
Keith
and hear some, you know. But I mean, personally, let me go look up some Chief Keith and listen to that. You know, there's a lot of guys.
Also talk to a lot of people, and they've been telling me, like, doing a little bit of research. Like, that's how they live in Chicago, so I can't blame them for being a reflection of what they see. Even though I'm not a fan of their music, I don't like them at all.
Connect that with the conversation. With the brother was having. He's a product of his environment. Now you might, you might not rock with his music, but until you're there, that's all I'm saying. That's the whole thing we got to get over, people. Until you're there, we can't judge. Because right now in today's hip hop, Biggie Smalls comes out today, he's not even going to be able to live. You know why? Because everybody, you have the internet right now, and you know what I mean? You have all the internet, and everybody can do their research. They'll be like, I ain't even going to fuck with that nigga because he went to Catholic school.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So he won't even be the Biggie. If Biggie Smalls came out, even if Tupac Shakur came out today,
exactly.
To the Tupac fans out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To the Tupac fans out there, I'll make a shot for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
To the Tupac fans out there, y'all would not fuck with Tupac Shakur if he came out today. Art school, I don't really know his history like that. I mean, I used to fuck with Pac.
Ballet.
Once he did that old Biggie shit, I said, motherfuck Pac.
Yeah, baby.
But at the end of the day, y'all wouldn't even fuck with Pac. He wouldn't be this old revolutionary dude. You know what I mean? Y'all wouldn't fuck with Pac. Y'all would not be fucking, at the end of the day, knowing there's a lot of rappers. You know what I'm saying? And some of them, maybe we might have to carry this on to next Wednesday. Or maybe when, you know what I'm saying, my man, you know, me and my man, Big Zaw, whatever, and the rest of the crew get a hip-hop roundtable popping. But this is a conversation we need to have. You know what I'm saying? Where people be popping right now prior to the internet.
Right, exactly.
You know, all the legends that we look up to now, will they be popping prior to the internet? Now that we know their stories, and now everything's opened up and everything's an open book, will we be fucking with them?
Right, exactly.
So, next Wednesday, that's the great debate.
Hey, that's shoot. If honestly, people you know, like exactly like you were saying, people like, oh, I ain't fucking with him. I'm not doing it because you know, Google's a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And that social media shit is a motherfucker too. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, you can learn everything.
Motherfuckers don't even know.
I'm going like this. I'm saying like this. Everybody knows those sites where those celebrity pictures and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like when you see, when you get a chance to see the brothers actually before they was actually famous and stuff like that. Like, all I'm saying, I'm going to stick with one person. Look at Little John shit. And you'll be like, there is no fucking way prior to, there was no way you would be fucking with him. Prior to internet, if we had access to know all these people's stories, it would probably be like, literally, as far as the sign rappers, the ones that's put in our face, it'll probably be like only 11. You know what I mean? There'll probably be like only 11 that's actually quote unquote about that life or whatever, even though that's something I don't subscribe to. I like music, you know what I mean? But
if there was somebody
that was there to like G check them before that, like, because even like I said, even like the clip, we just clearly heard that Christopher Wallace, aka Biggie Smalls, went to a Catholic school. Now you know how we have shows where we bang on the Bible and bang on religion. You know what I'm saying? And all that stuff. So therefore, that would be a show that I would love to have. Will we be fucking with these rappers? You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say, look at the situation. Look at it like now. Like if we didn't have the internet, you know. I think, you know, the Rick Ross thing about him being a correctional officer and all that shit that's all over the internet and people using that to say, oh, no, you know, to ever put whatever they want to weigh in on him, it wouldn't be there if the internet wasn't there because people wouldn't know. You know what I mean? And they're using that to say, hey, no, man, I ain't fucking with him because he was a correctional officer. Now he's talking this shit. It's the same case with anybody.
A lot of people still fuck with Rick Ross. So this could be an interesting debate.
I mean, but yeah, but that's the point is the fact that, you know, if Biggie and Pac had that exposure to the internet like as it is today, what kind of outcome would they have had? Not so much fan base, but as far as just outcome, as far as like the Rick Ross thing. I mean, Rick Ross probably he lost maybe you know I don't know how many fans. You know what I mean? But the fact that, you know, they put that whole correctional facility thing on him, oh, you was a correctional officer. But if it wasn't for the internet, people wouldn't know that. You know what I'm saying? So if Biggie and Pac had that exposure today to the internet, where would they be at? You know, that's the whole thing. You know, then it's just crazy. I mean, that would, you know, say, oh, yeah, that would be an interesting topic. But, you know. Who knows? I mean, who cares? You know what I mean? I mean, if you're an artist, you display art. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody is going to like your art. You know, not everybody likes the Mona Lisa. Not everybody likes Picasso's paintings or a certain movie or whatever. You know what I mean? It's not everything is for everybody. So, you know, people get to pick from what they can relate to more than, you know, other people. Not everybody's going to relate to the same thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what it really comes down to. What you relate to, what makes you feel good. You know, you wake up in the morning, you're cleaning your house, what song you want to put on. Some people want to put on Marvin Gaye. Some people want to put on some Chief Keef. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just what your likings are. It's pretty much what it is.
I totally agree. I am see, everything's up for debate for me, and it's like, for me, and especially, like I said, and this is something I always say, and all the listeners, like, I can't say all the listeners out there, but, you know what I'm saying, like, we say, what we got on the line right now, we have 24 listeners on the line right now, and I don't know, like, listening on the calls, I have no idea who's listening through the internet. But at the end of the day, like, when we have these discussions, you know what I'm saying, none of us sometimes won't even agree. But the actual, right. At the end of the day, the person who wins is the actual listener. So, you know
correct.
What I mean? So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm, like, it's like, I'm trying to do something here so we can educate ourselves here. You know what I'm saying? That's why the platform had to change. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't talk about that stuff. Like, people, you know, I lose. If I threw on some music right now, that, like, I would probably end up, like, with, like, 4 listeners. People like to hear the build. They want to hear the content. They want to go in. You know what I mean? And I appreciate everybody out there that's listening this on the internet, live in. And I swear, like, next week, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna probably be done after on this platform after this month. But next week I'll open up the chat room and maybe we can chat and talk shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna go into a whole new different platform. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. But the thing is, it was just like, so that connects with the whole great debate was about which better, which more influential, the visual or the music. And
right.
I feel, Wes, we talk behind the scenes, and I'm going, you caught me slipping last week, but I'm still going with the visual, because I told you, I go up to people and tell them, you don't even know how to dance. They say, yeah, I know how to dance, but I'm like, no, you don't have to know how to dance because you're only repeating what you see on Mystical's video. That's nothing you created. But I understand that if they try to create their own dances, they'll look stupid because it's not what they see on TV. Wes, you lost. You got Wedgie, Wes. You got Wedgie.
No, I'm sticking with my guns on this one. Because
okay,
visuals can inspire emulation. Sound inspires emotion. That's what sound influences. Without the sound, you wouldn't want to get up and try them dances. And like you said earlier, do join the Taliban through listening to hip-hop. Not watching hip-hop, listening to it. That's what inspired him to do that. Sound inspires emotions.
I mean, it could
like
be...
Like, you hear the right song, you want to get up and clean.
Yeah.
You hear the right song, you want to get up and dance.
Yo, you hear what he's going with this, Asher Bang?
I do.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm not going to say.
Go ahead, you have the floor, sir. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say, you know, I mean, he's got his perspective. You know, everybody has their different perspective of things, and it all draws back to the influence. You know what I'm saying? It all draws back to the influence. Now, whatever influenced someone else more than other, of course, that's pretty much where they're going to stay at because of their intellect or intelligence of what they picked up easier. Some people can learn by doing. Some people can learn by reading. But when it comes down to it, you still learn. So when it comes to sound and sight, some people are better seeing and some people are better hearing. So on influence, you know, you have an influence on your sight. This has an influence on my sight. This has an influence on my hearing. So the outcome is me doing. So when it comes down to it, you're still doing it, whether it's sight or hearing, because it's all in what you're comfortable with, and that all draws back to the fact of what music makes you feel better. Like I was saying earlier about Chief Keef, some people put on some Chief Keef, some people will put on some Keef Sweat, you know what I'm saying? And actually enter the same mode, you know? Oh, I want to clean my house, you know, let me put on some Chief Keef, or let me put on some Keef Sweat, you know? Somebody might feel something different about it. but it's all in what influences you in that genre due to your experience in life, you know. So visual or sound, I mean, honestly, visual or sound, it's a different preference. It's a preference from your experience in life. You know what I mean?
My whole thing about it is this. Nobody listen. Look at this. Like, are you on the Instagram? Do you do the Instagram?
No,
not at all.
I don't do Instagram.
Well, because you're not a, see, I can't talk to you. It's because you're not a part of the new technology.
No, we're not.
I don't care.
Yeah,
bro.
People edit
in a bottle of Coca-Cola or the sandwich they just ate.
You're out of, just admit that you're out of a loop. You know, you're out of a loop. So you don't, you know. But at the end of the day, the visual, and I can understand where Wes, I explained his point for him last week.
Right.
When the phones
were
going, like when the board was going crazy. You do need that extra when we're watching a movie, like, or even, like, we'll break it down, like, lightly when we're watching TV and the news, and it'll go dun 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 dun, breaking news, some guy gets shot in the face. You know what I mean? And that plays with your heartstrings. But they still need the visual to show you that. If they just play the music, it's nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, even when, like, how about this? And all the listeners out there, you can all break this down. You're just smart enough to break this down. And I'm drinking pink Moscato. I'm a little bit tipsy, but I know what I'm talking about. Okay. When you watch Friday the 13th, you hear the ch-ch-ch-ch. Yes. And that brings you up. But you still get that visual of Jason walking with a bloody knife ready to fuck some shit up. Am I correct?
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Completely see what you're saying. Let me tell you a story that may help this out. This lady walks into this room, and everybody in here, to the doctor's office. She walks into the doctor's office. She sits down, but she hears this beeping noise. And everybody, as soon as they hear the beeping noise, they stand up. And she's looking at everybody like, what the heck is going on? So everybody sits down when the noise is done. And then happens again, everybody stands up. About the third or fourth time, the beeping noise goes off. She stands up with everybody else. It stops. It sits down. She continues to do that. Everybody that's in that room leaves. New people come in. She's still in there. The beeping noise goes off. She stands up. This other guy looks at her, what the heck are you doing? She sits down. She does it again. And the guy asks, what are you doing? She said, I don't know. When the noise went off, the people were in here. They stood up, so I just started doing it. Well, he said, oh, okay. Well, she sat down. The beeping noise went off again, and he stood up. End of the story. I mean, that explains, you know, I mean, if you can figure that out, whatever you get out of that is what you get out of that.
Okay. Now,
just,
I'm
going
to...
Oh,
go. Sorry. I forgot. You have to count 1, 2, 3 after somebody gets done saying something. Just count 1, 2, 3 because you have the delay.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. I'm done.
Now, are you sure?
Yes. I was just... you know, wanted to put that story out there to maybe help with the situation a little bit. You know what I mean? To make, you know, okay, well, you know.
I'm going to do something right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I hope, because you were done, right?
Yes.
Are you done? Are you done?
Yeah. Are you done?
Are you done?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, brother. I don't know what the hell. I don't know what that had to do with the, but maybe there was a rental or some shit. I'm a little saucy. But you said you were done. Wesley, help me out. Save me.
I have
Shebang went to Alice in Wonderland on us real quick.
Yeah,
I need to read a book. What
are
you talking about, man?
Yeah, I mean, it might. You know, I had me a glass of wine. You know, I don't. And it,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
I had me one. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not blaming. I'm not saying anything. I mean, shit. I understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
No. That was just. It was a riddle.
Right.
It was a riddle. Like I said before, man, shout out to everybody on our online. You want to hit that number, 347-989-0202. I'm getting my big clock on, pause button. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to get comfortable with this shit. Y'all feel it? Like, am I getting comfortable with this shit? I'm in my bag. I'm in pocket with this shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and it's such a different platform, and, you know, there's no shots. Like, I get emails about this show, and it's like, yo, I'm the guy that was like, yo, I don't even need no fancy phone. Just give me, like, a flip phone, because I don't even check emails. But, like, I'm getting emails, and nothing crazy, but it's, you know, 6-7 emails and shit, and it's like, yo, come in with the next show and shit, and it's like, it's getting, not crazy, but it's like, I have to start checking emails now, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, okay, it's starting to build up, and it's like, I mean, for the last 2 months, I mean, the lowest listener shit I ever had was 18 listeners, you know what I'm saying? The most was, you know what I'm saying, like 56 or something. So I dig this platform, and once again, man, I appreciate everybody that checks in out there, man. But like I said, I've been kicking around some ideas, or, you know, to try to do things every day. I try to get you guys to set up your own show. We get in and talk about the technical stuff. If you want to learn how to clean out your computer without paying all the crazy prices, and, you know what I'm saying, want to get a hip-hop roundtable popping with my boy. I want to get a morning show popping with my man DJ Dondi. But this is all stuff that can be all this stuff is going to happen here shortly. It's just all about politics and that stuff. So, like, shout-out to the people that I'm politicking with behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? But Wes, you had a conversation about last week about, or the week before, about the mistakes thing or wrong choices. Bring that back to the table. Let's reboot
that. Okay,
and, you know what I'm saying, we have listeners, so the boards are working, so you can go in. Bring it to the table. The floor is yours. I'm going to mute my mic.
All right. Well, let me try to remember. The question I brought up was, would people be happier making the wrong mistake or not, I mean, making the wrong choice or not being able to make a choice at all? Like, if somebody else made that decision for you and you just said, it's out of my hands, would you be happier doing that or actively making the wrong choice? And that is my question to the people right now that he wanted me to bring back. Anybody got thoughts?
I answered already. Go ahead and chime in, Shebang.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. One. You had to put a dip in real quick. I had to get a thing of skull in your mouth, bro.
I don't know how people do that. That shit is nasty.
Yo, this man, you get out there and like higher close to my way out there in Katanning, this chick should be doing that shit. Dad, did you hear the question, sir?
Yeah, I had a question. Now, what was the thing? I had to put it in mute. I had to put it in mute request.
the question I brought up is, as people, would you be happier actively making the wrong choice or not being able to make a choice at all? And putting it in somebody
else's
hands.
Making the wrong choice? Well, I mean, honestly, if you put it in someone else's hands, then, you know, you'd not want to make a choice at all. So, I mean, either making the wrong choice or putting it in someone else's hands. You know, either way, I mean, making the wrong choice is just being, you know, that's a lazy thought to me. You know what I mean? That's a lazy thought. You know, a powerful thought.
No, like,
thought
say you
be,
make a choice. No, say you make a choice and it turns out to be wrong in the future. And you, or you reflect on it like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should have done this. Or not being able to make that choice at all.
Well, damn, I mean, shit. I get thrown all kind of knives. Okay, well, let me figure this out. You know what I mean? Because I got a wine mind. I got a wine mind right now. So let me figure this out. You said make the choice. Okay, either making a bad choice. You said making a bad choice or already past tense.
Yeah, it's already past tense. Like if you reflect on it and it's bad. Like say, like you did something about a year ago and you had a choice to make, and it turned out you made the wrong choice. Would you have been happier still making that choice, or not even making a choice at all and leaving it in someone else's hands?
I see what you're saying. Well, see, you got it. Depends on what the choice was. It depends on what the situation was. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of situations to where you could say, okay, well, this is a bad choice, but in the future it may help, but actually it didn't help, but you thought it was supposed to. You know, I mean, there's a lot of different scenarios. So not knowing the situation
like, you're my man, and I don't want to do you like this, because I am too. But could you admit you're sassy right now?
Yeah. Of course, yeah, I told you, you know.
You're saucy, and it's like the thing is,
you got saucy and didn't even invite me. Ain't that some shit?
Well, my whole thing about it is this: we're basically about to really shut it down. Like we only really got. Like, we're actually overdrive because I only scheduled it for our show because it was special. Like, you know what I'm saying? We was doing something, like, you know what I'm saying, different. But,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like at the end of the day, like, I would, like I said before, man, like, there's a lot of ideas and stuff, and I'm not going to, like, actually act like I'm putting all people on blast, but do behind the scenes talk with people, man. If it's up to me,
right,
there will be programming every day around this motherfucker here at Up and Smoke Radio, man. Every day, because I deal with some talented people. You know what I'm saying? I deal with talented people and I know talented people, but at the end of the day, it's just that they don't know the talent that they got. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know what
I mean?
So,
right.
Like, they don't, like, pause button. They don't see what I see in them. You understand what I'm saying? But we'll get it right, and it's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Right.
And I think at the end of the day, tomorrow, I might even have a show and play that old classic show, you know what I'm saying, and just play one of the replay shows, you know what I'm saying. These guys will probably won't be able to call in or whatever, but y'all can just sit back and listen to a replay. I'll probably put something up on the archives, but, oh, shit. Whoa. Who's going to the bathroom? Who's going to the bathroom? Uh-oh. Is that you, Wes?
Yes,
Wes.
What
your,
the hell?
Your story is going to be all fucked up. It sounded like it was somebody's dying. But I'm going to play this real quick because I just got a text from somebody. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homegirl. And she wanted me to play the whole thing because the whole thing about it is it was a clip, spelling bee. And everybody thought it was funny. But when we talk about the black community and you know, talk about niggas, you know what I'm saying? And when you have people from even black people or white people talking about you don't need to use the word niggas, but you don't know where the word niggas originated from. So this is a spelling bee, you know what I'm saying? And then would a dude have to spell the word niggas? So real quick before we bounce out of here, because there was just five requests just now. Let me try to find it real quick. All right, here you go.
Niggas.
Niggas. What is the language of origin?
Ethiopian to Amharic.
What is the definition?
A king. It's used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia. Niggas.
Niggas. Could you use it in a sentence?
The Niggas ruled Ethiopia until the coup of 1974.
Niggas. Could you repeat the definition?
A king. It's used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia, Niggas.
Would you say the word?
Niggas.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Niggas.
One more time?
Niggas.
Niggas.
Niggas. N-E-G-U-S, niggas.
Absolutely stunned, but he'll take it.
Oh, that's silly. Tang, tang, tang.
And on that note,
I can't understand
you. And on that note, I'm out of here. We all niggas. Peace out.
Okay, I walk in this bitch and I flex.
This bitch and I flex?
I might break something. She constantly think about sex.
She think about sex.
She might rape something. I'm currently getting her wet. She loving the way that I talk, the way that I swag. But I'm only focused on cash. If I don't get it, I might take something. I'm swagged up, but I'm polo'd down. When I stand up, she gon' blow me down. I hate her, bad hater. Put my hands up, crack a phony smile. I tried to tell my young nigga that guns ain't the only way to fight. He said it's 2014. Playing with guns is a way of life. Ain't he right? I can't disagree. I'll be strapped up till I'm 53. If you get caught, then don't mention me, cause I plead the fifth to the fifth degree. If I don't tell, and you don't tell, then who did it is a mystery. If you wonder why I'm the hardest nigga, probably cause it was meant to be. I wish I could be in the trap, whipping up grams of the crack, and making it back. But ever since I had a kid, and I got a job, all of my checks get taxed. I wonder where my next bitch at. Will she be white, or will she be half mixed black? As long as she got a good job and her head game good, then I won't next bitch that. Who's I'm in next that bitch. I'm glad Tay went over my phone, made me check that shit. Tell me what's wrong with my flow, and I'll go back over and correct that shit. I'm harder than all of you rappers, local and global. I'm hoping to show you I can rap fast as a rabbit, but it doesn't matter cause you listen slow like a turtle, bitch. I never understood why the fuck these niggas always got some shit to say. Dick, nigga, you ain't got no motherfucking song, nigga. You ain't got no motherfucking videos, nigga. You don't got no motherfucking fan base, nigga. Nor do you got bars, bitch. I'm out your neck. I'm killing you.